888-8891.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I believe everyone had a wonderful Christmas, but it's still the day after Christmas, so today you can have leftovers, and they will be just as good today as they were yesterday. Now, in this war in Ukraine, there is something that the media in this nation, in this country, in the Western world, doesn't want the nation, the citizens of the nations to know, especially in America. Now, some of these Ukrainian soldiers, this is out of whatdoesitmean.com, yesterday's program, Christmas Day, some of these soldiers in Ukraine, they don't want to die. They don't want to die. No one wants to die. I don't care how loyal you are to your country, and you don't want to die. Well, some of these soldiers are presently, they are just walking away. They're leaving their military units. They are just abandoning the areas where they're supposed to, you know, they're being commissioned to be. And so this commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Ukraine, Valery Zaluzhny, announced the need to strengthen the responsibility of the military for unauthorized withdrawal from the battlefield. Desertion, disobedience, and noncompliance with combat orders. We command you to go into the chopping zone, into the meat grinder. We command you to go into the meat grinder. It doesn't matter if Russia is dropping 20 tons of bombs in that area every day. You need to go into that area and hold the line. This is sheer madness. So, disobedience, noncompliance with combat orders. The Kremlin announced yesterday that Russia has made significant progress towards demilitarizing Ukraine, like I mentioned Friday. Belarus, I don't know how they pronounce it, are sending their units, their military, into the area where the supply lines are coming through Poland into Ukraine. Belarus, their military, is going to stop that supply chain. So this means that Poland is now activating 200,000 troops for the coming war, for the coming battle. Russia is more than happy to supply everything that the government of Belarus needs. Everything. Bullets, guns, bombs, howitzers, tanks, aircraft, missiles. It goes on and on. Surveillance, communications, everything. You know why? Because Russia just made another $5 billion last week. So far, their reserves are $580 billion and growing. in spite of sanctions from empire. Empire and empire surrogates in the Middle East, in Europe, NATO, European nations. Russia is beating the agenda of the CIA, the military, the industrial complex of America, hip and thigh. Russia, in spite of sanctions, they're having to take not wheelbarrows, train car loads of money and stash them, because there's so much gas, oil, weapons going out of Russia, which Russia has an endless supply. As long as she has minerals in the ground, she'll continue to supply whatever's needed in this war, in this conflict. And Russia, Vladimir Putin said, they are at war. Russia is at war. You know what that means? That means that when there's war, then the scenario changes from trying to work things out diplomatically to having your military generals in all-out forward motion. Move forward. Don't stay stationary. Don't retreat. Go in and clean house. America, with the NATO nations, the European nations, will not destroy Russia. I've stated this before. They cannot destroy Russia. They can take the wealth of the whole world, all the materials needed for weapons of the whole world. They will not defeat Russia. You cannot change prophecy. The prophecies concerning Russia, all the prophecies of Russia are really condensed into chapter 38 and 39 of Ezekiel. There isn't much said about Russia in the past except their lineage, their people, their land. But the most spoken of about Russia is in Ezekiel 38 and 39. They will be great at the end of the world. America will not destroy them. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We are Northern Colorado's largest parts and service store, and we would love to help you with any of your computer needs that you might have. We are offering our KHNC listeners a 20% discount on everything in our store for the month of December. You can reach us at PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696. Again, that's PCsandParts.com or 970-203-0696.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Vladimir Putin just, I believe it was yesterday, he stated that the behavior of Washington and the other nations is a warning. Their behavior is a warning to all the nations. There cannot be any business with the Anglo-Saxon world because they are thieves. Now, what does he mean, Anglo-Saxon? This is something right here. This is a little, what do you call it? This is a hidden message. Anglo-Saxon. He's not just talking about a group as a whole, like a wheat field. No, he's talking about something more specific. When he talks about the Anglo-Saxon rulers who are thieves, that are swindling, they're card sharks, they do whatever they please, who is he talking about? Pilgrim society. The Anglo-Saxon Protestant or Presbyterian or religious white Anglo-Saxon group out of England and New York City. This is a reference in a hidden way to those who understand what Putin has been, who Putin has been fighting, what Putin is up against. He's up against empire. He's up against the Anglo-Saxon West, not all the white people of the West. That's not what he's saying. He's pointing to specifically a group of satanic cabal in London and in Washington. They are members of a secret society that was basically put together. The thought was through Cecil Rhodes in the late 1800s. The Round Table Group, the Bilderbergers, Davos type of people in the occult, in witchcraft, that are Luciferians that serve Lucifer. The war that's taking place in the world today is between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, you cannot be victorious against the kingdom of God. You can't. It appears as if they get victories. Well, the only victories these Luciferians get are the victories or what God allows them to get. But in the meantime, he laughs at them. He laughs. Because how are you going to defeat God who created the devil? You can't. So Putin is talking about the Anglo-Saxon world. This is empire. He says the West is incapable of offering the world any new ideas which would take humanity forward. He's stating the truth. The Western world cannot. This liberal New World Order, I'll talk about it in a second. It is a liberal New World Order, cannot take the world forward in a positive way. It is impossible because they're Luciferians. They can't solve global problems. They can't provide a collective security. And the world doesn't need them. The world does not need this liberal New World Order that was put together by these Anglo-Saxons in Pilgrim Society. No one understands Pilgrim Society better than Vladimir Putin. You study history, which he did, and you will see the hand of the Anglo-Saxon, this Presbyterian, I think it's Presbyterian group. They hide under the shadows of religion. They hide under the shadow of Christianity while they serve the devil, while they serve Lucifer, the god of light. Well, he says he is. He's the god of darkness. So he said the only thing that's going to stop these enemies is the understanding that Russia will be guided by the doctrine on nuclear deterrence. In other words, we have the ability to use nuclear weapons. And if there is a real threat, we will act. In other words, we will respond. We will use nuclear energies or nuclear weapons. But like I said here before the first break, Russia is not going to be destroyed. You cannot destroy Russia. America, NATO nations, Canada, England, Australia, you can get all the weapons from China, all of the military from China. Every nation of the world and their military could be directed to destroy Russia. They will not be successful. You cannot change the prophecies that God said will happen with this land of Gog and Magog. You cannot change it. For those, go to the Bible. Go to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. That is talking about Russia today, right now, as I'm speaking to you. And it's talking about the man that has made Russia great, Vladimir Putin. Is his name right there? No, but you can see that Russia is great, and if you know history, you see why Russia is great, because of Vladimir Putin. One individual that knew that the enemy of the world and the enemy of Russia is Pilgrim Society. Now, what makes Pilgrim Society great? Well, they own, they control, they direct, and I don't mean just London, I mean in New York City, the Pilgrim Society. John Kennedy, or Joseph Kennedy, he was a member of Pilgrim Society. John Kennedy knew what he was up against when he decided to keep American soldiers out of war, when he decided to destroy the CIA and dismantle the FBI and destroy all the intelligence agencies. Well, he understood, because his dad was a Pilgrim Society member. His father joined the occult satanic Pilgrim Society. He was a member, as well as the Clintons and the Rockefellers. It was the Rockefellers that helped make Pilgrim Society great in the United States of America, in the occult. See, and people don't understand that there is a war in the spiritual world, the kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of heaven. And these two kingdoms are spiritual, but even though spiritual, they need physical combatants, good and evil. And when Kennedy joined Pilgrims, he brought a curse upon his family, all of the whole family. The whole family was cursed. It's still to this day cursed. The only thing that can break that curse is the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. That's it. The only power that the great power that the kingdom of heaven has is the authority and power in the name of Jesus Christ, who raised from the dead. And the only power that the Luciferians have is a devil that has already been robbed of his power, but is given a little power for a little while longer, and then he is going to be thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And if I remember correctly, the people that work at CERN that open portals into this world, they have found the bottomless pit. They have found it through quantum physics. So they know it exists. And the devil knows it exists, and he knows that that's where he's going to be put here just shortly, within a decade. He's going to be thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and he's going to just float there, and he can't do anything. He can't stop it. He cannot prevent it. Now, Putin understands the Pilgrim Society, what it is. So he knows, Putin knows that what America's up to. Now, there is a man by the name of his name is Kagan. He's Robert Kagan. He served for the Bush-Cheney. He served for the Biden, Obama-Biden presidencies, their terms. And this guy here, here's what he says. He says that he wrote a free letter. The free world, if you can keep it, Ukraine and American interests. Now, this guy reveals. This is a revealing. For this audience, this way you can see what is really happening. The defense of Ukraine is a defense of the liberal hegemony, of the liberal hegemony. When Republican Senator Mitch McConnell and others say that the United States has a vital interest in Ukraine, they do not mean that the United States will be directly threatened if Ukraine falls. They mean that the liberal world order will be threatened if Ukraine falls. So Mitch McConnell, that old devil worshiper, he knows what will happen if Ukraine falls. It will be the end of his liberal order. The old Republican devil worshiper that everybody thinks is working on behalf of the United States of America. What fools we are to not believe the truth and see what's before us. All of the United States wars have been wars of choice. The good wars and the bad wars, the wars won and the wars lost. He continues, not one was necessary to defend the United States' direct security. All, in one way or another, were about shaping the international environment. The Gulf War in 1990 to 91 and the interventions in the Balkans in the 90s and in Libya in 2011 were all about managing and defending the liberal world and enforcing its rules. America. Empire. This is what empire is. It is a monster that the Bible says will exist at the end of the world and will bring the nations of the world under its spell. Culturally, militarily, through intelligence, through every means. Going on with the article. American leaders are often talk about defending the rules-based international order. I need to talk more about the rules-based international order. Russia, Putin has mentioned rules-based international order. Putin asks the question, whose rules-based? Are these the rules that are based on a collective of nations in, globally, like at the UN? Or are these rules created by the United States for the United States, for empire, for America, the land of the plumed serpent? Putin has talked about this, and he knows who controls it all, whose plan it was, who is bringing about this liberal world order, Pilgrim Society, Cecil Rhodes' agenda, a insight that was given to Cecil Rhodes through the devil, through the darkness, through the depth of hell itself. Now he goes on, American leaders often talk about defending the rules-based international order, but Americans do not acknowledge the hegemonism inherent in such a policy. We in America, we don't believe that America's out for world control, world hegemony, but it's right here in the black and the white. They do, well, it's actually in the black and the red. They do not realize that, as Reinhold Niebuhr once observed, the rules themselves are a form of hegemony. They are not neutral, but are designed to sustain the international status quo, which for eight decades has been dominated by the American-backed liberal world. The rules-based order is an adjunct to that hegemony. I've been talking about America's hegemony since the 1980s, early 80s. Nobody would listen. Nobody wanted to listen. Nobody wanted to believe America's in the Bible, but they're listening now. And Rick Rodriguez will be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
Hey guys, this is Dave from One Day Closer.
And this is Mark.
Tune in to our new show every Saturday, 2 to 4 on 1360 AM.
We are going to be the voice of reason, bringing hope and light in this dark world.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms, crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
So, where have the American people been living here in the last, especially 2 years? A gangster's paradise. And the gangsters, what is it that they're attempting? To bring the world into a liberal world order. You have seen in the last 6 years, you have seen the rise of liberalism in this nation like never before. It's right out in the open now. The weeds have grown right out of the grass. And you see the crabgrass in the grass. You see what America has become. Not becoming, has become. It's already sprouted. It's above the surface of the ground. It is evident. Now it will grow to its maturity. What will it grow to? Into evil like the world has never known. The American people, the people of this land, is not the government. There are two Americas, really. There is the sovereign, the American people. Then there is the beast system, comprised of the politicians in Washington, in the states of this nation, in the counties and the cities. You have, this nation has been infiltrated with these type of individuals, and in the city councils in this nation, because the American people didn't understand what was happening. Most of the individuals in all the, definitely the blue areas, even most of the red areas, are globalists. They are globalists. They are climate change advocates. They are liberals. And you cannot change their thinking. You can't. It would be like trying to change the thinking of the Nazis and the SS in Nazi Germany. You cannot change it. It takes years and years and years to indoctrinate individuals. And once they're indoctrinated, you have to try to change their thinking. You know, what are these people that go in and they deprogram individuals? Do you know how long it will take to deprogram the mass of the people in America? 40 years. If they're willing to change, if they're willing to be deprogrammed, which will not happen. Why? Because liberalism is not just a thought process in the mind, a psychological aspect to life. It is demons. It is a spiritual thing deep in the mind of individuals. This country, I'm going to tell you, is going to become so evil that if you read Revelation chapter 17, it will become so evil, this woman that in Revelation 17 that is depicted, this great harlot, that so evil, so unyielding, unbending, uncompromising on everything, Antichrist at the end of the chapter with 10 other king or 10 other powers destroys America. Now, I'm going to go on with this article. If dissatisfied, great powers such as Russia and China abided by these rules for as long as they did. They had to. It was not because they were converts to liberalism or because they were content with the world as it was or had inherent respect for the rules. It was because the United States and its allies wielded superior power on behalf of their vision of a desirable world order. And the dissatisfaction or dissatisfied powers had no safe choice other than acquiescence. So what was Russia to do? What was China to do? Well, what happened in Russia, the turn of the first day of this century, is Vladimir Putin came to power. And he had been studying all those years prior to his coming to power back into the 70s and the 80s, watching what America had done in Germany and what was happening in East Germany, where he was stationed, what had happened during World War II when they tried to destroy Russia, after World War I and the Bolshevik Revolution, what they did to try to destroy Russia. Vindictive. The powers of the West were vindictive. Russia helps the United States in the Civil War. Well, do you think the powers in the West, in Europe, and in the U.S. forgot all about that? No, they didn't. They did not forget about it. Because they're vindictive. They're totally vindictive. And because of that, Vladimir Putin was able to change what needed to be changed in Russia. And he did change it. And he made Russia great. He made the moves, made the decisions, took out the Western oligarchs that were bowing to the Western powers, such as the Clintons and the Bushes before that. And he got them out. He cleaned house in Russia. Many of those very, very wealthy people, I don't know what happened to them. They got the flu. They got a different kind of flu. The Putin flu, a righteous flu, a flu that really needed to take place in Russia. And then Russia began systematically destroying the stranglehold of America and the Western European or the Eastern European nations that had tried to destroy and that were going to destroy Russia or attempt to destroy Russia. So Putin understood clearly his war is not just with Ukraine. His war is with the globalists, the liberal globalists of the West. That's his war. Not just with the people there in Russia. No. His war is with the people in America, in this country. This is his war. And he's winning. He has won. And he will continue to keep Russia moving in the direction that it's supposed to go. And that direction is eventually south to the mountains of the present-day Jordan. And that's where God will destroy Russia. Now, going back to, there's another finance minister, Anton Siluanov. He stated, the sanctions the West has slapped on Russia over the Ukraine conflict are a heavy toll, not on Russia. They're a heavy toll on the European economy, while the United States is the only actor profiting from the restrictions. So these restrictions, sanctions on Russia are hurting Europe. So did the wind reap the whirlwind. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088. TahiboTeaClub.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
We have had a spell put on us in this country, but the spell is being broken. The power of the spell is being broken. If you continue to listen to mainstream media, this spell is a planned lying, you tell a lie enough times over and over and over and over, and you will believe it. It doesn't have to be a big lie, just a little lie. The big lie is Vladimir Putin is evil to the uttermost. The truth is he has done more for the world to stand against this liberal New World Order. It's not just a one world order, it's a liberal one world order. The Donald Trump was also standing against this liberal New World Order. What happened to him? He had no safety backup, a static line tied to him to protect him. He was destroyed because he was in empire. And in empire, the one ruling, controlling behind the scenes is Barry Satoru. You don't have to believe me. Barry Satoru is running this country via Joe Biden. A birds of a feather flock together. Vladimir Putin is the only individual after Donald Trump was basically rendered powerless to a degree. Vladimir Putin is the one still to this very day that is resisting the Nazi movement in Ukraine and also the liberal one world, new world, globalist government of the United States of America with Pilgrim Society, London, and New York City. Now, there's a finance minister, Anton. He says the sanctions the West has slapped on Russia over Ukraine conflict are taking a heavy toll on the European economy, while the United States empire is the only actor profiting from the restrictions. Then Medvedev, Security Council Deputy Chairman, he called the Anglo-Saxon. He also understands. He knows Pilgrim Society. He says, they are thieves, swindlers. That's everything. That's all they are. And then Mikhail Galuzin, the geopolitical realities in which we exist today have a serious impact on the entire system of global and regional processes, including integration ones. The era of a unipolar world, America and allies, when the United States and its European satellites use intimidation techniques that they had polished to perfection over the years to dictate conditions to other countries and determine their course of development in accordance with their selfish interests and even break their state systems is coming to an end. So in other words, not only are they ruling the world, but they're breaking the systems within this country, the controlling systems within this country. What systems could he be referring to? The Constitution. He could be referring to our great law of the land, the Constitution. So he sees what's happening. Then there is this Francis Fukuyama. In 1992, Fukuyama wrote a book, The End of History and the Last Man. This is interesting. It's all interesting. American envoys demand that every country take a tough stance on Russia, join the sanctions, and stop dealing with Russian representatives. This was in 1992. It is all part of this plan. This is the Clintons just came into power. It is all part of the plan to bring about the end of history by ensuring the final and irreversible dominance of the so-called Golden Billion. We will not be running after the West after it's severed almost all ties. We will seek out those who have never let us down and with whom we have had to make difficult compromises in the past. But once we agree on something, they never failed us. Now, it was during that time Putin was still in the Politburo in intelligence in Russia. I have a sense that he read this. And he knew what was happening with the United States. I have to believe he had read this thing by this gentleman. The guy's name was Francis Fukuyama. Again, the book was The End of History and the Last Man. And he realized, Putin, that all the nations if they refuse to go along with America's plan, that would be their salvation. He says here, the revision of risks and threats stemming from such dependence on the Western leadership is progressing rapidly. So it was already in motion back then. It took Vladimir Putin to actually devise the plan of the BRICS trading network. I assure you that we will soon see the West's capacity to steer the global economy shrink drastically. Now, I would differ with him here. It hasn't shrunken drastically. The control of America's hegemony over the nations, especially the Western nations, has increased, become more powerful. The obstacle, again, is not China presently, it is Russia. Knowing the truth of socialist Biden regime, of their hegemic warmongering through the leader, Robert Kagan, who was working with, what was her name, that really got everything going, that started everything in Ukraine. I'm trying to remember her name, Victoria Nuland, under Obama. This is where we are because of that plan in 2014. We're going to finish out in a second. Rick Rodriguez, hold on. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. MyKind CBD, CBD as nature intended. As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The PE Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
Well, we're done with today's program. If you want to support me, you can support me by sending your support to Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Yeah, Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC. Now, with Vladimir Putin, this gentleman is still using what is in his hand presently to stand and fight and work with other nations to resist the objectives of the unipolar world system, which is liberal world order. And you can see the effects of liberal world order by just watching what's been happening in the United States of America. The liberal world order. It does not create, it destroys. It has nothing to offer positively other than destruction, control. And this is what Vladimir Putin and the Russian people, and I did read part of an article that, see, we have our continuity of government in this country. These systems where ensures that should we even be attacked with nuclear weapons, we will continue to exist. Continuity of government. All of the main systems of this country, the intelligence agencies, the defense, all the aspects of the Defense Department, the Pentagon, the senior executive services, state, regional, city functions, everything will continue to, in spite of whatever might happen, it will live. America will live. You cannot kill this nation. Russia has the equivalent also. But one, the difference is Russia's equivalent of continuity of government, they are not corrupt. They work together with the central government of Russia to protect all the regions and areas of Russia, the infrastructure, the industry, the military. They work together to protect and make Russia strong to combat the evil in the Western world, which would be NATO. These people are united in their continuity of government. They're not divided. They know and they're instructed and they're trained to understand what this liberal world order, global world order, would do to Russia should they become part of it. And with Putin being forced to send troops into Ukraine, this right there was greater than the shot heard around the world, which started maybe the Civil War. No, this was a international global reaction to America's hegemony. And America decided to begin to flex using NATO nations, flex using the European nations. I know this is redundant, but as you see it, you understand that it is America and her forces in Asia, or I'm sorry, not in Asia, well, Asia too, there are forces there definitely, but America's main means of control, NATO and the EU nations with the British, all of them. For today, that's it. Now, better don't forget you have some Christmas, still have Christmas leftovers. Enjoy. We'll be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.